Good morning, Cascaders. And also good morning to all of you out in Zoomland. It's great to be here, and it's great to be able to share from God's holy word. Today we're going to have a very interesting message, I hope. It's on Psalm 121, the Lord our keeper. So let's turn in our Bibles, each one in their own Bible. And you can follow along as we speak on this particular psalm. Last week, I think it was Psalm on the internet, and get it, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He will keep you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my shed on your right hand. The sun shines, shall not strike you day or night, nor the moon or by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out. You're going out and you're coming in, for the time is forth and forever. Wonderful psalm. It's one of the psalms that we have enjoyed in our family, because I have traveled to 75 different countries, and I have prayed this many times as I get on the planes in Africa and in Europe and so on. Also, our son Joel, he was traveling back and forth from Argentina to Vancouver. And we talked to him about this, and we said, why don't you read this, Joel? This is a psalm that's encouraging. It's challenging. It's proof that God is with us 24/7. And he enjoyed it very, very much. So the way we're going to tackle this subject is look at three different points. But before we get into that, the psalm comes from traveling people. Ron Foss and his lovely wife. How are you? This is Ron Foss, a friend of Cascade for 100 years, and his lovely wife and their two daughters. We're so happy you're here. Yes. Wow. I am sorry I lost trend. I'm so amazed and happy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, where were we? Yes. Okay. We'll carry on here. So what we're going to do is look at this. Now, the reason we have this particular psalm, it was travelers going into Jerusalem. And going into Jerusalem, there's hills and mountains and valleys, and it was very dangerous. It was very dangerous. This psalm was for that reason, is that it was a dangerous situation, and they wanted to pray this psalm. And because during the mountain, there was a lot of thievery going on. And also on the mountains, there's a lot of altars for different gods. So that's why they came up with this particular psalm. So I hope you'll enjoy it while we speak on it. We're going to tackle it with three different subjects. The Lord is our source of help. The Lord is our constant protector. And the Lord is our source of help. And thank you, worship team, for those wonderful songs. Everyone was along these lines. And I was going to name some of them as I spoke, but we don't have time. But they were awesome. And thank you for doing that. They sort of prepared us for this. So in Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. And this is for the walking towards Jerusalem. On the top of the hills, there was altars. And also in many of the valleys, there was robbers. And the travelers would pray this prayer. It was well known, and that's why it was represented. The hills could either represent danger, robbers hiding along the journey, or a place of false hope. People would look at these altars and they pray to these altars, but they wouldn't help them. We mustn't look to the hills. We mustn't look to people for our help. We have to look to the Lord. So let's get into the first one. Here's an example. Do you remember the example of Peter? Peter was in a boat, and Jesus was coming towards the boat, and Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus, and when he saw the storm, and he started to sink, and he said, "Lord, save me." Just like that, the Lord went down, and he picked him, and he brought him up. And he'll do that for you and I. When we're in trouble, when we have problems, when we're traveling, or even when we're here in Vancouver, we can pray this prayer, "Lord, help me." And Peter was brought up out of the water into the boat. There's so many wonderful examples of it. "Lord, if you, it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." And so he got out of the boat. Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus replied, put out his hand, reached out his hand, and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why do you doubt?" We mustn't doubt God. How many times in Africa, for instance, we're going down the runway, and the plane's going like this, and it gets to the end of the runway, and I cry out this prayer. There was too much baggage on, so we had to go back, take out the baggage, get back on the plane, and fly out. Or how about the time when I'm going in Africa, and we're going down the in the plane, and the plane has mechanical problems and stops, fortunately, on the runway. So we get out, and so I get into a taxi, and I go, I don't know, about 10, 15 hours in taxi through the jungle. I'm in some dangerous, dangerous situations, but I prayed all the time to the Lord, and all the time the Lord helped me, and here I am today, thanks to the Lord. Another example, how about this one, that Josaphat. He was there, and this is an Old Testament example. We've seen a New Testament example. In the Old Testament, this example, and he sees hundreds and thousands of people coming towards him. And I mean, he was scared. He had no chance. So he cried out, and he says, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." How many times we should say that? "Our eyes are upon you, Jesus." Jesus. He's there with his arms wide open. He's always wanting to help us. He's always wanting to encourage us. And here's some of the verses. We're not going to read them all, but there's verses that we could read. Now, the application here, of course, is this. How about you and I? Where do we look for our help? Ah, I got a good book on it. Here's a book on it. And we get a book. Or here's a conference on how to keep out of trouble. Or here's a book, here's a conference. Hey, there's something special on television. No, Ron. We are to look to Jesus. And this is our source. So the question is, where are you looking for your help? Yourself, others, or the Lord? I trust you are looking to the Lord. That's why we have this psalm. Look to the Lord. We used to sing, "O pèlerin de la ville d'or, toujours regarde Jésus. O pilgrim from the heavenly city, always look to Jesus." Jesus is there. Jesus wants to help us. I feel sorry for many people who I've traveled with over the years on planes, big planes, small planes, cargo planes, whatever planes you could think of, missionary aviation planes, and the people are white-knuckled. They're just, they're so scared. But we don't have to be scared. We are in the hand of the Lord. Yourself, others, or the Lord. Now, the second point. The Lord is our constant protector. He will protect you. That's what it says in this psalm. Psalm 121, 3-6. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will keep you, will not slumber. Behold, he will keep Israel from neither slumber nor sleep. Unlike idols of or books or conferences, God doesn't sleep. He's with us 24/7. His protection is constant both day and night. And many times I've worked at Avalon Bible Camp and I've talked to children and they can't sleep at night because they're scared. I just say, pray. Look to the Lamb of God. Put your eyes up, not down. And he is there. And he helps the children at camp to go to sleep at night many times. You don't have to be afraid. He is always there. How about Daniel in the lion's den? Another good example. God sent his angels to shut the lion's mouths so that they would not hurt him. Wow. Wow. Daniel prayed. Daniel was honest. Daniel was a person who looked to the Lamb of God, who looked to Jesus. And the mouths of the lions were completely shut. No matter how dark your situation may seem, God is always and actually guarding you. You might not feel it, you might not see it, you might not know it, but he's there. He's there. He's there to help you, to encourage you, to build you up. How about Paul? I love the one, so many examples of Paul delivered from danger. Do you remember the time during the terrible storm? And he was on a boat, and he told the people, he said to them, that God spoke to him, encouraged him, and he shared this message. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve. Do not be afraid. And I say the same thing. Don't be afraid. You're going into a job interview. Don't be afraid. Pray. You might be nervous, but don't be afraid. Go into that job interview. Go into that special meeting that you might have with people. Or at school, maybe at school, at university. Go there. God will help you. If you do your part, he'll do his part. That's for sure. He's always there. He's always ready to encourage us and to build us up. You may feel absolutely terrible. You might feel absolutely afraid. But God's hand is on you day and night. And that's why I'm glad that I got this particular psalm to speak on, because it's such a helpful. And when you go home before you have your siesta this afternoon, look at the thing and ask God to reveal other things for you, because there's so much good things. Yes? Are you resting in his protection or carrying burden alone? As I said, 24/7. You can't beat that. You might feel alone in your struggles, but God never takes a break from watching over you. Even when you don't see him working, he's guiding you. And the challenge to us is, are you resting in his protection or carrying your burden alone? So often I've had to turn it over to God and say, God, help me. Ajoute-moi. Aide-moi. Wherever I was, whatever I was doing. And he was always there, always there. I've known him for 70 years now, and he's never left me. I've left him sometimes. Sometimes I've gone to the left. Sometimes I've gone to the right. Sometimes I've run ahead of him. Sometimes I haven't walked with him. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he's there. He's there. You can depend upon him. Now, the Lord is our keeper forever, forever. And it says here in verse 7 and 8, and the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord will preserve you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. God just doesn't watch over our spiritual, physical steps, but our spiritual steps. He preserves us. If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he is with you. And if you haven't, all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. And he'll come. As I said, 70 years I've been a part of his family. And many of you here, so I'm preaching to the choir. But don't be afraid. If you've accepted the Lord, you're a part of the family of God. You're my brother or sister, whether you like it or not. Some people don't like it. But anyway, that's okay. We've got to realize that God is always a trust him, not just for today, but for forever. Jesus promised eternal security. We here at Cascades believe in that. Eternal security. And the verse up there is, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? I think of Cascades Gospel Chapel, been serving the Lord in this neighborhood for all these years. Good times, bad times, but it's always moving ahead. It's always trying. The door's open. There's a person there welcoming. Come in. And that's what God wants us to do. Jesus and the thief on the cross, another good example. Jesus and the thief on the cross, for instance, in Luke chapter 23, 39. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of the thieves beside him cried out, Lord, remember me when you get into your paradise, into your kingdom. Jesus replied, surely I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. Even his final moments, he accepted Jesus. And today is the day. Today is the day that we should come to him and say, Lord, thank you. We're going to be experiencing that a little bit in a few minutes. We're going to be experiencing, and we're going to be able to see that Christ died on the cross. His body was broken for you and for me. He was crucified for you and me. He had our sins upon him for you and for me. And we're going to be celebrating that. Jesus, remember me when you come into your paradise. Have you prayed that to him? Jesus replied, surely I say to you today, you'll be with me in paradise. Even in the final moments, the thief found eternal security in Jesus. And Jesus preserved his soul forever. God's keeping isn't just for this life. It extends into eternity for those who trust him. Have you trusted him? I hope you have. I've trusted him, and I've never regretted it. And as I said, he's never left me alone. He's always been. Surely I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And when I was a little scrawny little kid, that's a long time ago, 10 years old, 70 years ago, I asked the Lord to come into my heart at Anvil Island. And he came into my heart. Woo! And I came home and I said, Dad, I got saved at camp. And he patted me on the head. He said, what happened, son? Did you just about drown? I couldn't explain it. But I said, no, Dad, I accepted Jesus. He patted, son, you know, it'll wear off. You know, camp, 5 days, 10 days before in the old days, and you know, it's going to wear off. You're going to forget about it. Oh, no. It hasn't got worn off at all. Trust him, not just for today, but for your eternity. No matter where you go, whether it's life or death, you are safe in his hands. Reflection, are you living with the confidence that your eternal soul is secure in Jesus? We have that security. I have a lot of friends that don't believe they've got that security, but I have it because the Bible tells me. The Bible tells me distinctly. In Psalm 121 is a declaration of confidence in God's care. He is our source of help. He is our constant protector. He is our eternal keeper. In uncertain times that we live in today, we must keep our eyes on Jesus, the maker of heaven and earth. If you haven't trusted yourself, if you haven't trusted in him, or if you trust in yourself, turn to him. Put your eyes upon him. He will take your doubts away.